Should I do a 3-2-1 for my 3-2-1, or should my 3-2-1 be actually 3-2-1? I think the second part, right? 3-2-1.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the 20s in 20 podcast, where we cover everything you need to know about your 20s in only 20 minutes. I'm Mallory Metz, and this is As Good As It Gets.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of 20s in 20. I'm Mallory Metz, and today I'm so excited for our guest. He may be the most enthused guest we've had yet. Today on the podcast, we have Billy Floyd. Hello, how are you?
Let's go. What a toss. Most enthused, indubitably. I'm doing great, Mallory. It's my privilege to be on the pod. What you're doing, 20s and 20, for people our age, it is critical. Every single group is being covered. You're so involved. You're so immersed in the conversations. You do an exceptional job. The privilege is mine, Mallory. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Billy. I'm handing out superlatives. We're only 10 seconds into the podcast. I think we're off to a great start. Before we dive into today's topic, I really want the audience to get to know you. So first, let's go ahead, introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about who you are, your name, your age, where you live. Did you go to college? All that good stuff.
My name is Billy Floyd, age 25. I live in Albany, New York. And yes, I did go to college. I went to Marist College in Poughkeepsie, New York. I'm actually wearing a nice printed Marist crew neck that you cannot see, but I'll post it on my Instagram story when this goes live because it's one of my favorite sweaters to ever rock. It is so crisp and clean, and I studied sports communications, but I became a morning news anchor, Mallory. Interesting, huh? Doesn't really line up, but kind of does. It's fun.
And so that's a great segue into my next question, which is really, what was your first job out of college? And do you feel like it aligned with what you studied? How did you make that choice? Did you sort of fall into it? Was this the path you knew you wanted to take? Give us a little insight.
It's so funny, Mallory. So what I did out of college was nothing like what I did in college. So, little background, my father is an evening news anchor in Albany, New York. My grandfather was the evening news anchor in New York City. My mother met my father in Kingston, New York. They were co-anchors on the same program. So, Mallory, not that there was pressure, but can you see how there's kind of a theme here with the news with my family? Does it sound a little on brand?
I'm picking up what you're putting down. I know what your Thanksgiving table conversation sounded like.
It was just fun. You know, they are so talented. It was cool to see how they maneuvered through life and what they did when I was growing up. And honestly, when I was growing up, I didn't really pay much attention to what they were doing on air with their positions. I just watched how they live life, and I loved the examples how they led. So I learned from them in that sense, but not really on the news front. But once college came to an end, I really didn't take it that seriously in terms of preparing to be on air. And the last month or so of my first semester senior year, I realized I got to get my stuff together. I did an internship, did a little sports reel, had my buddy make some videos for me, clipped together a bunch of different packages with just an iPhone and my best friend Sam Parties, made some news clips, submitted it to 200 stations, I want to say, across the country after really doing nothing like that throughout my first 3.5 years of college, got one offer in Casper, Wyoming as a MMJ reporter, and I took the job and full on sent it. Let's go, Cowboys.
I love that. I'm a huge fan of moving somewhere to start a job. I think that really pushes you further in your career. So major props to you for making the leap to Wyoming. For people out there who have no idea what it's like to be a news anchor except for turning on their 6 a.m. news channel, what does an average day look like?
Okay, so I was the morning news anchor in Casper, Wyoming. I was the reporter for the first 2 months, and that was a typical 9-to-5 schedule. But abruptly, the morning news anchor quit, so I got to fill that position, which was the biggest blessing in disguise because the reporter grind, that lifestyle, it wasn't for me. So I became the host of Good Morning Wyoming. and I worked the morning program. So my schedule was Monday through Friday. I would wake up at around 12:30, 1 o'clock, go in at 2, kind of produce the show, get everything set. We go on air from 5:30 to 7. It was a wonderful time. Then I would get off work at about 11 o'clock after doing some other story writing throughout the day after the program, do a little workout, call all my friends and family back home east because I miss them. I left them. I moved all the way across the country. And then I would go to bed at like 6, 6:30 every night. And I did that for 2.5 years in Casper, Wyoming, and then about 4 months in Eugene, Oregon, which is, you know, about 3 years in total. So it was a great lifestyle. I love the morning wake-up call. I love walking out of the office with the sun shining every day. I messed with it. It doesn't seem ideal, but really, that start, you start out on air, that adrenaline rush, oh my God, that energy in your veins is killer, killer.
I can't imagine. I'm happy that you are so adamant that it was amazing, because if I had to have that be my day-to-day routine, I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could get out of the bed, but you know what? That's what gets you out of the bed in the morning. I'm here for it. I know you mentioned you moved then to a second studio in Oregon, and I know we've talked a little bit about this prior to this conversation, but I want to go through what your two different studio experiences were like and how they were similar or contrasted. Would love to hear that.
These jobs were drastically different, Mallory. This is the key to what led me to where I am right now. So in Casper, Wyoming, I was basically the Today Show host for the whole state. It wasn't a typical hard news program. Plus, this was pre-coronavirus. So all the news stories that you're reporting anyways, sure, there's some serious news. Sure, there's some government situations, but mostly it's positive. It's community-based. It's fun. And then I was the producer as well. So I would call community members and families and kids and athletes from all over the area. Hey, come on our show, promote this. Hey, tell your story. Hey, talk about your event. Hey, let's do this. Segments, food, whatever. I knew the whole community. The whole community knew me. It was like I was a local celebrity because I treated the people with respect, got them on the show, connected them, and got their word out. It was so amazing to do those kind of acts for people and let me practice my work on them by interviewing them, connecting with them, and being together. So that experience, it was like I was in my own new family in this whole state, only 580,000 people, population of New York, 9 million just for a little dose for you. But then my contract ended. I'm in market 197 Casper, New York City's number one, LA number two, Chicago number three. You got to move up and make a little bit more money. You know how much I was making in Casper, Mallory?
How much money?
$19,000.
Stop, Billy. No.
I signed up for it, though, because it's not about the money. It's about chasing your passion. It's about doing what you love. And I didn't think about money. I had some great help from family. I had saved up. I worked hard in college to make a little cash to support myself. And then after 2.5 years, it's like, okay, it's time to move on. This is what I think I have to do. I have to move up in the markets. I got a job in Eugene, Oregon. It's market 117. But the job I knew wasn't going to be this. It was a 2-hour reading the teleprompter, no co-anchor, no banter, no guests, no segment, no fun. Corona, Biden, Trump, vaccine, back to school, everything, all the, I guess, important stories, but how negative is the news now? And based on this interview, could you see me doing that every single morning with that schedule for the next 2 or 3 years of my life? Could you see that, Mallory, at all?
Not a chance. Not a single part of me sees you doing that.
It was brutal for 4 months, but I never let myself burn out because I knew how great my life was when I was in high school, college, Wyoming. The best friends, best girlfriends, best family members, best situations, best everything. And even the dark times in those moments, which is inevitable, they sucked too. But nothing lasts forever, so I knew this moment in Oregon is not what I love. It's not ideal. But like all those good situations and the tough situations during those good times, it doesn't last. So just chug through it. Keep going. Eventually, you're going to come up with a new idea. You're going to come up with a way to get out of this because that's just how life works. You're proactively patient. And then all of a sudden, I came to an idea with this podcast that I do, all thanks to my best friend. And now I entered a new chapter in my life, leaving the news behind and going into podcasting, hosting, pivoting into a new direction, kind of like what I did in Wyoming, hosting, interviewing, and connecting with brand new people.
I love that, Billy. And I feel like in this next segment, I really want to talk about your life after TV anchoring. But my first question I have is, what helped you overcome that fear to actually quitting your news anchor job and then pursuing this passion? Because I can only imagine how scary it is to say, I'm going to leave this full-time job that I have that's guaranteed, that has these benefits that I know I'll get to keep, to do something that has a lot of risk associated with it, but it's also what you're really passionate about.
I had a very deep connection with my girlfriend before I left Oregon. She was 16 years older than me. She came into my life and had lived through the same period I lived through. She was aspiring to be on television, in movies, on the hustle, trying to figure out how she wanted to be a superstar and make people better and make a difference in people's lives. And she went through it and lived a great life and came into mine and kind of woke me up at my age, looking back at her life. And she said, look, Billy, you can do whatever you want. And she gassed me up. She told me exactly what I was capable of. And it's all stuff I knew in my heart I could do. And I thought I was going to be in news, but I always wondered, like, okay, maybe I'm going to have to make a breakthrough and make a decision to leave this industry and really go for it, because she's giving me all this advice. I've seen it through countless artists and athletes and people in different industries just kind of going for it. And when I was in Oregon, I hit my breaking point of doing the news. I didn't love it anymore. And I had this whole new direction. And I thought back to everything I was taught by my family, my girlfriend, what I see throughout all these successful people. And it's like, to really go for it and have the life you want to live, you have to make the sacrifice of giving up what on paper might be, oh, the on-air gig, ooh, he's the morning anchor. Look at this guy on Instagram. He pops his suit and ties, his hair, the way he delivers it. Wow, he's a star. I could have been the best news anchor of all time. But if I didn't love it, why would I stay in it? I'm a young, spunky, let's go get it 25-year-old guy. Do I want to be 40 or 50 looking back saying, wow, when I was this spunk ball, I didn't send it. Now I'm just an anchor and I don't love it. Man, what a waste. I'm too smart to do that. So I hit a point when I came up with a podcast idea. My station didn't let me do it because it was a conflict of interest. And I said, if you don't believe in me like I believe in myself with this idea, off with you. I'm done. Got out of there. And now I'm right here back home in Albany, New York, living with my parents in the basement, recording right now with Miss Mallory.
Totally agree with everything you said. What's the point of getting out of bed in the morning if you're not walking into something you love to do? And I think, you know, you're a huge advocate for that. But I know we talked a little bit about what you're doing now, but I want to elaborate a little bit more on that. So you have this podcast, you're out here still interviewing people. What does that look like? You know, what is the purpose of your podcast? Let's dive into that a little bit.
WOTN Who's on the News podcast, hosted by Billy Floyd. That is the spiel. It all started back in early December when my old buddy Danny Ball, my rival in high school as basketball opponents, we became great friends beyond the high school years. He hits me up. He's a great talent based in LA. He moved back because of the quarantine when it was in May 2020. So this was Christmas 2020. He says, Billy, if you ever come up with an idea for a podcast, I'd love to produce it. I'd love to be a part of it with you. I'm like, what the heck? This is so random, but this is a freaking gift. Of course. A month later, it's Christmas Day. I'm watching the Bucks and the Warriors all by myself. First Christmas all alone. I'm so sad. It's pouring rain in Oregon. Oh my God, my life is over. Not. I came up with WOTN. It popped into my brain magically. I was so excited about it. It's interviewing people in TV news and telling the truth about what it's like working for local television, talking about overcoming adversity and the stress that goes into putting all these stories on air, how to have a positive mindset amidst all the craziness, the small market news experience, what it's like to move across the country, get your ass on air and become a personality and a local celebrity. Also, how about all these new young anchors starting in the pandemic, all these reporters dealing with all that adversity, working in a mask, covering things with social distancing, not having all these events, sports, not doing it through the pandemic. There's so much to dive into, and you watch all these people on air. Oh, what a great face. What a great story. But what about them? We hear a little bit about their background, where they're from, how they got interested in the business. It's a full breakdown. It's very real. It's very raw. I get to have a great time with it, connect with new people. And now because I'm doing that, look at me. I'm connecting with you. I'm coming on your show. You never know who can take you to the next level. So why not put your name, your heart, and all of your efforts into whatever you believe in? Because the money will come. Everything that you want will happen. If you believe in yourself and do your service for the people, you're going to have whatever you want, Mallory. I promise you. Could be now, could be 5, could be 10 years, months, minutes, whatever. Presence. Stay present. That's what it is.
That was a good summary. You make a great case as to who are those news anchors. Nobody ever gets to hear their story, so it's cool that you let the audience take a peek behind the curtain. Looking ahead to the future, Billy, I really want to ask you, where do you see yourself in 5 years, 10 years? What's the end-all, be-all goal? If you could do anything, be anything, have this go anywhere, where do you see it?
Mallory, you are awesome on this show. You ask great questions. You're very smooth with the transitions. I am so happy to be here because I feel like I can just tell you everything. I want to tell you my story. I want to even open up deeper, probably not on this show because it might not be appropriate for this program if you're catching my drift. But can I be honest with you? Because I'm not trying to be mean. For me personally, this is actually my least favorite question you could ever ask me. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. I'm so glad I'm so in touch with that.
But I can still give you the answer as to why this is my least favorite question. Can I proceed?
Yeah, proceed.
Because it's all about being present. It's all about being in the moment. If somebody asked me, and people did ask me, when I moved to Wyoming from New York. First off, when I told people I was moving to Wyoming, a majority of my peers would say, wow, that's amazing. What state is that in? Oh, it's actually a state. Oh, yeah. Okay. So yeah, not a lot of people know it. When I moved out there, which I never thought I would do, people asked me, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where do you see yourself in the news industry? And every single time I said, I can't think like that. I got to be involved in every interview on air in Wyoming. I got to be involved in every situation I'm in Wyoming, every conversation I have, every rodeo I go to, everything I do in Wyoming, I got to be present. And by doing that, you build the confidence, you build the connections, you build up everything you're dreaming of when you're not even dreaming it. You're just seeing what is there and you're doing it. And that builds all these goals for yourself that you can't even picture. And those goals just happen in front of you. And you're like, I didn't even know I wanted this. But this is the best thing I've ever experienced. So right now, Mallory, I see myself in my home in Albany, New York, hanging out with my best friends in my free time, playing basketball as many nights as I can, working out every morning to stay in shape, hopping on calls with you, other news talents, my best friends all across the country, whatever the moment is right now, that's where I see myself.
All right, Billy. Well, I end every podcast episode talking about pet peeves relative to the subject we've been talking about. So this one's a little tricky, but I wanted to know if you have some pet peeves around being a news anchor or the news industry, whatever you may have, lay it on me.
I'll do a quick three. Okay. One, a little more serious, not enough hype. I think with people on air, as talented as they are, as confident as they are, as killer as they are, sometimes the jealousy can spew out, not directly, not in a big dose, but people should be more complimentary of other people in their station situation, whether it's a director, a camera person, an on-air talent, a reporter. Every time somebody genuinely does a good job, you should let them know, hey, that was great. Let people know how good they are when they do a good job because they'll want to work with you more and they'll keep being themselves knowing we're getting along, we're having fun, we're trusting each other. So there's number one, Mallory. Number two, the internet messages. If I sat there and criticized you for every time you didn't do whatever you did, how would you like that? You know, just take it easy on these people, especially the young ones, the kids. We're all working so hard to do a great job for you, for people in the community. So just take it easy a little bit. And then number three is makeup when I'm at the gym. Mallory, there was a point where I would go from working a day on the morning show right to the gym. I'd be sweating, I'd be lifting weights, I'd be doing my thing. And then I got to do a little wipe down and I'll take my shirt and wipe my forehead. And then all my concealer, yes, I wear concealer on the air. would get all over my shirt, the powder, and then I would just like a, I'd look like a jabroni because I have just makeup all over my sweaty shirt. So that's on me. I am my own pet peeve, but those are my three.
I love those. I think those are great. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for coming on, taking time out of your day. This is really great. A lot of fun.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, go to our Instagram, follow us, give us a like, give us a shout out, tell your mom, tell your grandma, and leave us a comment. Thanks for joining us.